The Ministry of Energy and Petroleum Resources has reiterated government's vision to connect all rural communities in the country to the national grid by 2016. Government is therefore working around the clock to ensure that this feat is achieved within the stipulated period to better the living conditions of Ghanaians. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the communications specialist of the ministry, Edward Bauer, said about 1,200 communities in Western Region are yet to be connected to the national grid. He was quick to add that so far, 300 communities have benefited from the 1,500 power project by government. He spoke to Georgette Cole.
To be able to develop SMEs in rural areas and what we call cottage industries, it is important that we provide one critical service, and that is energy service. So one of the strategies of government is to ensure that we have energy services in these rural areas. How are we dealing with that? We are doing it in one is extend electricity area through what we call the Energy for All program that was announced by the Excellency the President. Indeed, if you look at the current access rate that we have in the country, we have roughly about 80% access rate, that about 80% of Ghanaians now have access to it. There are 20% who still do not have it. And therefore, it's important to extend this electricity. And the target is that by 2016, we will get that done. And indeed, we constantly are doing that. One of the clear examples is what the Minister of Energy, Honorable Emmanuel Amakofi-Buwa, did when he was in Western Region and then in the Central Region, to inspect the ongoing work for the connection of about 1,800 communities, both in Western and the Central Region. So these are the strategies we are using. For the other side of energy, which is the petroleum product, that is also done ensuring that particularly key social products like kerosene and then LPG are made available to them. And if you look at current statistics, we realize that most of these products are not getting to the targeted individual more than before. So these are the two strategies government is using to pop up SMEs in rural areas and then the establishment of cottage industry.
So how is the generation mix going to be like? What systems are being installed to ensure that we don't rely on only a few?
Yeah, if you look at generally, our generation mix now is about 7% as against 43% in favor of hydro. What it means is that we have more hydro than we have for thermal energy. But if you look at our projection, it is very clear that in our energy mix, we are going to have more of thermal because our hydro resources have been, the very large, the large ones have been exhausted. Indeed, what is left is what we call the mini hydro site. That will give us a range of about 70, 80 megawatts thereabouts. These are not the type of megawatts that will let us reach our target of 5,000 by 2020. And so we are rolling out a lot of thermal plants in the system. I think that by 2016 we should be able to get there. It is only when you have availability of power in terms of generation, then you can also transmit to individuals in their homes. So yes, that is also, we are looking at it from the three-pole area. We are looking at the generation part, we are looking at the transmission aspect, and we are also looking at the distribution aspect.
Communications specialist of the Ministry of Energy and Petroleum Resources, Edward Bauer, talking to Georgette Cole.